Illumination. Mind is the resource of the world. Resources to serve the world come out of people's minds more than out of the ground or the air. We oftentimes depend too much on the world, on the earth, on the air. We depend upon the natural minerals. We depend upon the food that is grown. We depend upon all these things. And truly, they are not the resource of all that exists. But they do seem to be that way. And we want to look at them from a different point of view. Resources come out of people's minds more than they come out of the ground. In a recent article on a scientific magazine, it said, "Minds matter economically as much and as more than hands or mouths. Human beings create more than they use, on the average. It had to be so, or we would be an extinct species." It's interesting. Look for the values to change in our children as we go along, because we are finding that there's a greater respect for the mind as time goes on than we have given it to in the past. With children as a rare resource, educators may well become among the highest paid workers in the world. Instead of teachers, grammar school children might be coached by personal tutors on the model of the British universities. We are beginning to look at life differently. We're beginning to look at the world differently. We're beginning to look at things differently and realize that we are living in a world which is absolutely fantastic. We are living in a world which produces for us whatever we want. Take, for instance, if you will, Saturn, Mars, any planet in outer space, the Sun, Jupiter, Earth. Each is unique. Now, does each have on themselves, do they have life forms there? Some people believe that they do and some don't. Do they have the quality that makes them useful? Well, now, what makes the planet Earth useful to people? Is it always going to be here? Is the planet Earth going to survive forever? And is it only going to get better? Well, scientists want to tell us that it is going to get worse. And that as millions and millions of years pass, it's going to evaporate itself. It's going to cease to be. And perhaps that's true and perhaps that's not. Now, why does that have to be? Why is it then the mind is a greater resource than anything we have in the world? Why is it that we cannot take our minds and think about the earth and love the earth and enfold and shroud and encompass the earth with our good thoughts and with the proper utilization of all of the utilities of earth, all the resources that earth has to offer, using them harmoniously, joyfully, beneficially, and usefully, and using them so that we do not destroy them. In fact, we do not really destroy anything. We cannot destroy anything. Matter can neither be created nor destroyed. It always is. We merely put it into different uses. We put it into a different format. As we burn the coal, we put it into gases or heat and various other things. Now, this is true of all of our resources that we are using. Is our mind capable of considering how we are going to look at these things that we have in our world? Is our mind capable of reconsidering whatever we are working with? Are we going to look at the world and see it being destroyed by chopping down the forests? Where were the forests in the first place? How did they evolve? Why did they evolve? Why did we have them? Why are we taking them down? And will we bring them back? Will we bring them back in something even more charming, more beautiful, more useful, more beneficial to us in every possible way? Is it possible? Yes, it's quite possible. Now, We should not go at things with a panic that we must use the utility, we must burn the coal, we must reap the harvest of the soil, we must make barren. When a field lies fallow for a season or two, it recuperates and comes back to a healthy field once again. When man allows certain portions of the earth to lie fallow for a time, they return to their original purity and integrity. When man's mind, in looking at the world and looking at the genius that the world has to be, how does man's mind create this? Does man's mind say it to itself, this is good and very good? Now, let me think, what is going to be the next usefulness that I'm going to make of this field of rice? What is the next usefulness I'm going to make of this gold that I have mined from the ground? What is the next usefulness that I'm going to make of the minerals that I'm bringing up from the inner earth? What is the beneficial things that are going to come from this? Well, now, you can be sure, and I know as a certainty, you can be sure that men are thinking just that way. Men are believing just that way. They're thinking, how can we utilize the resources of the earth in a more harmonious way? Or if not a more harmonious way, how can we use them in a uniquely different way than we've ever considered before? Who ever thought that we would have gasoline coming out of corn? Whoever thought that we would take an atom and that we would use it to bring heat and to bring energy to the universe? Whoever thought that the entire universe is merely, purely, wonderfully energy, and that our creativity, the creativity of our mind, is what is going to help us to use this energy and use it again and again and again and revitalize ourselves? We live here in a closed system in our planet Earth. The rain goes up, the rain comes down. The rain doesn't go into outer space. The rain does not evaporate into nothingness. It returns to the soil. It returns to the land. It returns to the ocean. It comes up, it goes down, and it goes down, it comes up. It's a continual program. This was designed by an intelligence that is beyond our understanding at the moment. And as we seek to understand it more completely, more beautifully, we'll realize that the resources of our mind are indeed more fabulous, more marvelous, more magnificent than we have ever given them credit. And as we recognize these resources, as we direct our attention toward utilizing them for our highest and our best, utilizing them for something more exciting, like taking the wind and bringing energy out of the wind, like taking the sun and bringing energy out of the sun, like using energy in ways that we had never thought possible. Is there a way for something to be a perpetual motion machine, that the energy comes in and goes out continuously and forever? Is there going to be something like that? Do we have jellyfish that evade age? They just live on forever and ever and ever, and they revitalize themselves, and they live again and again. They live eternally. Now, yes, there are things here on the face of the earth. Now, a jellyfish? Something so unintelligent as a jellyfish? Perhaps it has more intelligence than we realize. Perhaps it has more magnificence in it than we realize. But it's so. It is so. Are you and I ready to proclaim the world is going to hell in a basket and everything is bad? Or are we going to say that this is a glorious world? We have only begun to think of the possibilities, the imagination, the wonder, the magic that this world is. And as we let ourselves dwell on the wonder and the magic that this world is, as we dwell upon the potentials, the resources that we have here, we'll be just absolutely amazed. Mind is the resource of the world. Resources to serve the world come out of people's mind more than out of the ground or the air. and this is what it will always be. This is how it always is. This is who and what you are. And it is what goes on in your world now and forevermore. Let the illumination of your imagination be that which is a benefit and a blessing for all the world. And as it's a benefit and a blessing for all the world, watch how wonderful we use our energy, our resources of our mind to utilize all that is. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, because I love me so much.